In this noisy and competitive business world, it's easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others and trying to fit into the mold of what others think that we should be, or worse, even what we think we should be. But that's a recipe for frustration and mediocrity. Instead, we want to use our quirks, our strengths, to our advantage. They are really your secret weapon or your special sauce in both life and work. So today, we're going to unpack exactly how to put them to work for you. How can you better leverage your strengths to grow your business? That's what we're here to discover. So, cue that fancy intro music.
It's time to unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul. It's time for some creative freedom. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and I'm a creative entrepreneur just like you. I'm also a business coach, helping people across the creative spectrum make great money doing what they love. If you're done with being the world's best kept secret and ready to shine like the star you are, creative freedom is for you. Let's get started.
I started by saying your strengths are your secret weapon. I gave you two tools in our episode with five exercises to help you get more clarity on your success path to help you with that. And if you missed it, you'll want to circle back and check that out. And while you're surfing around, pop into the Rising Tide community and download this week's PDF guide that not only helps you identify and lean into your strengths, but provides you with a tool for accountability and celebration when you do. You'll find it at creativefreedomshow.com. Click the Rising Tide link, register if you haven't already, cause it's free, yo! Then select Creative Freedom Show Season 8, Episode 5, and your guide is already waiting for you. Your strengths are power. Power to be more genuine. When you're playing to your strengths, one of the core elements of the Star Power Framework, you're operating from a place of authenticity, of genuineness and power. You get to be yourself. No masks, no trying to be somebody else, and it feels freaking fantastic. When you can be genuine, you build stronger connections with the people who are here for you. Imagine if I wore a mask all the time. You'd never see my real face. You'd never really get to know the real me. And supposing you fell in love with that character, that unrealistic version of me. Well, then what? Well, I've either got to keep up this charade in order to hold your interest, or I've got to come out of hiding. Keeping the mask on may feel safer in the short term, and I get it. Sometimes it's really scary to come out of hiding. There's a level of vulnerability there that can be debilitating, and sometimes it's actually dangerous. But the alternative is keeping the mask on and being someone that I'm not. And that gets tiring, very, very tiring. You start to resent not only your work, but your audience for loving this thing that you have to be that you don't want to be. You paint yourself into a corner of sorts, because coming out of hiding may mean that those people who fell in love with the mask that you were wearing won't embrace the real you that's underneath. And to me, that's even scarier. I'd rather be me, out loud and on purpose, even if there aren't as many people who like that. That's okay. My right people do get it. They do like it. And I get to love them right back. It also makes it easier for people to trust you. What you see is what you get with me. And people trust me more because they know I won't pull punches. I'll tell them the truth. In love, but I'll still tell them the truth. And they can count on that, so they trust that. And think about this. All your strengths lie in your zone of genius. When you can stay there, you're more effective, more productive. It takes fewer spoons, if you will, less effort or energy to do your work when you're living in your strengths. Your strengths help you stand out in a crowded, noisy market. We talked about that in our last episode. And when you stand out, when you can do work more effectively, your confidence soars because, well, you feel more clear. Clarity begets confidence, which begets courageous action. I talk about that a lot because that's how I see the world. We can't take courageous actions if we don't have clarity and confidence to move on them. And you're more apt to take those calculated risks when you're standing in a place of confidence and safety. That's where innovation and expansiveness lives for you. And I'm gonna throw the same asterisk in here that I do every time I shout about being yourself out loud and on purpose. Sometimes it's not safe to do that. Sometimes you need a mask or an alter ego so that you can confidently move through the world. Just realize that you're asking a lot more of yourself when you do. And there are other consequences for making that choice. They're probably less painful than not wearing the mask, which is why we wear masks in the first place. But at some point, if you want your raving fans to show up for you, then you've got to show up for them. So let's look at how to identify and then lean into your strengths. I've previously mentioned the Clifton Strengths Finder and our own creative freedom entrepreneur type assessment. And we'll talk more about the strengths of each creative type in a bit, but each type also has challenges that make work harder or more draining. Linears are so results focused that they sometimes forget that there are people in the mix that are making things happen, including themselves. They sometimes think of people as machines. Chaotic types tend to blow their budget or miss their deadlines because they'd rather have something look and feel perfect, whatever perfect is, regardless of what it costs to get there. Fusions? We struggle with asking for and receiving help, and if you're a cusp type, you've got a little bit of all that stuff going on. I created our free quiz to help you uncover your unique wiring so that you can have a business that works for how you're wired to work. You create more spaciousness and ease for yourself when things are in alignment for what comes naturally to you. Now, that doesn't mean you create a world where you miss deadlines or work yourself into the ground on your own. It means that you recognize that when it comes to deadlines, or easing off the throttle, or even asking for and accepting help, you're going to need supports to make that easier and less draining for you. When it comes to StrengthsFinder, strategy is my top strength, followed by winning others over, communication, context, and connectedness. I think that's in the right order. And when you know that, it makes perfect sense then that my work revolves around helping people fix broken businesses and create something that works for how they're wired to work. It makes perfect sense that I would have a show like this, where I have the opportunity to use all of my top strengths in a single episode. And I love it. Creating the content for the show comes pretty easily. And being in front of the camera is fun, energizing, and almost effortless for me. And as a fusion creative, being able to do the show, work on my music, and coach my clients and write books, doing those different things allows me to cross-pollinate ideas, collaborate, and create in a variety of ways without having to pigeonhole myself into just one thing, which would just kill me. And that's what I mean by playing to your strengths. It's not always easy, but it's certainly better than some of the alternatives that I've had in my life, regardless of the type of assessments that you take. And there are plenty of them. Get to know yourself through these kinds of archetypes. Sure, they're generalizations to a point, but combined with everything else that you know about yourself, you get to paint a much clearer picture of where you excel. And then you can set yourself up for greater and easier success. And ease is my jam. But you can also get feedback from other folks in your world, especially if it's hard for you to take ownership of your strengths. I did an interview recently for the Creative Chats podcast, and the host, his name's Mike, he asked me about when I first realized that I was a creative. And my answer was probably a little surprising because I couldn't own my creativity until relatively recently. As a kid, I didn't think I was creative. I didn't. I thought I was smart, talented, but creative? Nah. I couldn't see my version of creativity until very recently. Now, that said, I know I'm damn good at what I do. I have helped total strangers develop five-figure offers in less than 30 minutes and then actually sell that offer that very same day. So, I know I'm exceptionally good, but I didn't call myself creative until I developed this assessment and recognized all these different ways that you can be creative, from the very linear, methodical types of creativity all the way over to the free-flowing, chaotic forms of creativity and everything in between. There's a place for all of us on this spectrum, including you. Before this assessment, I had to look to other people's words to own my creativity. And I often couched it as, well, other people think I'm creative, or my friends think I'm creative, blah, 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 even when I didn't see it myself. I would save notes and cards from people in a compliment box. I still have that box. And it started as a file folder that I kept in my desk drawer. And I would open it up when I was feeling some kind of a way. And then I'd read through a few of them just to, you know, pick me up, cheer me up. Be like, oh yeah, this is how people see me. Okay, cool. But it was also a great place to start looking at how the world saw me. The strengths that they saw in me that I might not be able to see in myself. Now I've got testimonials on my website that don't just remind me, they tell my ideal clients why they should work with me. So what do folks say about you? Why do they come to you? What do they celebrate about you? Oh gosh, you're so smart. Or you always know just what to say to cheer me up. Take a moment and document all the things that people you trust and care about are saying about you, and acknowledge what they can see, even if you can't see it for yourself just yet. That's what I had to do. Another less obvious and more time-consuming way to discover your strengths is to go out and do stuff. Try new things. Get your hands dirty. Play. See what lights you up, what makes you come alive. If it comes easily to you, it's probably a strength. Talents very often come easily, while skills and abilities can be learned. Strengths can be either talents or skills or abilities. The key factor here is that things feel easier when you lean into those strengths. And there's a reason I said play to your strengths as part of the Star Power framework, because it should be fun, light, and feel like play compared to the other ways of working or showing up in the world. Your strengths are energizing. Look, I'm really good at filing because I know my ABCs, but filing is not a strength. It is draining, it depletes my energy, and I'm not trying to build my life around that. Marie Kondo, on the other hand, she actually gets geeked about organizing people's things. She wrote a book, she built a career around it. More power to her, because that is so not me. And that's the point. Your strengths might make you appear quirky to some folks, but for your right audience, for your raving fans, they are here for it. They are here for you. So let's look at an example. Captain America. His strengths include leadership, strength itself, and a belief in integrity and justice, among many other things. He was also a sensitive artist long before he underwent the experimental treatment that turned him into Captain America. That super serum didn't make him into somebody else. It just amplified what was already inside him. These strengths are a big part of what makes Captain America who he is in his stories. Cap leads by example. He defends the hurting and is loyal to his team. He uses his physical strength to challenge stronger opponents. He's a strategic thinker, and he can analyze a situation and decide on a course of action relatively quickly. He's got a strong sense of what's right and what's wrong, and that's put him at odds against some of his friends from time to time. Not everybody likes Cap. Some people think he's just okay. But his raving fans adore him and don't want him to be anyone else. Could you imagine Captain America getting angry and turning green? That wouldn't be Captain America anymore. And there were several artists a while back who did Hello Kitty makeovers on the Avengers. And on the one hand, that's an adorable mashup. But on the other, they're just not the Avengers that we know and love anymore. And I'll put a link in the show notes so that you can see this full collection of these Hello Kitty Avengers if you're curious, because they are hysterical. There's no one else in the world that has your unique set of strengths. That is your superpower, your secret weapon. There's no one else in the world with the depth of business knowledge that I have that also has the performance chops. No one else that's also a Reiki master or has the Fix This Next certification or is a mixed race child of the 80s that is a fan of Captain America. I am the only one. There's only one me. My strengths are my superpower. They help me hone in like a laser on somebody's business issues and help them find that path forward that works for how they are wired to work. That's how I've done everything. They help me devise new income streams and easier ways to work or achieve whatever success looks like for you. The more I lean into my strengths, the better the results I get for my clients, and the easier it is for me to do the work that I love. It's how I built this show from the ground up. One video at a time, improving a little more with each episode. I don't pretend to be perfect. I embrace my imperfections as part of who I am. Excellence? Yes. Perfection? Oh, hell no. So how do you apply your strengths to your business? Let's look at each creative type a little more closely, and you can start to see how to apply some of these strengths based on your creative entrepreneur type. If you're a chaotic creative, let your intuition guide you in the experiences that you create for your raving fans. Embrace your spontaneity and use it to generate new ideas quickly and efficiently. Your ability to multitask or juggle multiple projects at once means that you can hold space for your clients in ways that others can't. It also means you might be a little slower to complete some things, but when they're done, people will be amazed at the quality of what you've created. Your high degree of experiential focus means that you can connect more deeply and more personally with people one-on-one. And that's a great gift when you're networking to grow your business. It also means that you can conjure some pretty innovative or out-of-the-box promotional or advertising ideas to get the word out about you or your clients. If you're a linear, build those systems and processes for the rest of us because we need them and can't be bothered to build or maintain them. Like, truth. Your ability to plan and organize and structure is an advantage and one of the reasons that you'll usually see financial success more quickly than the other creative types. It's also a great advantage for setting clear goals and breaking down complex projects into manageable tasks. Your strengths in analysis and research or in using data and metrics helps inform your decisions and makes you a powerful ally as a consultant or as a coach or as a guide. It also often means that you work well independently. Leave me alone, let me go do my work. Something that not all of us are equipped to do. And your attention to details can help the rest of us spot errors that we didn't even know we made. Even after we've proved it 17 ways from Sunday. Not that I speak from experience or anything. If you're a fusion or cusp type, keep integrating that vast expanse of knowledge that you have because nobody else can mix it all together like you can. Your ability to blend the elements of both ends of the spectrum allows you to approach problems in unique and often innovative ways. You'll be able to play nicely with others because you speak both languages. Linear cusps can often bridge the gap for linears when more chaotic elements of their business and their work might cause them to shut down and withdraw. Chaotic cusps may play a similar role for chaotic types. And when two fusions get in a room together, it's pretty amazing to see how you can collaborate and the new ideas that come out of those sessions. The fact that you're versed in a lot of topics means that you can cross-pollinate ideas from places that don't seem like they'd go together at all. Nobody else was doing music videos and marketing parodies the way that I did. And that was an idea that I got by watching my friend and fellow fusion creative Rachel K. Albers launch her show, Awkward Marketing. If you haven't seen it, it's hysterical. She took her talent in sketch comedy and her years as a marketing and branding pro and melded them together into a comical and insightful look at the world of marketing with teachable moments that her audience can use in their own businesses. And I'll link to her work in the show notes because it's hysterical and you need to get your laugh on. Whatever your strengths or quirks, I'm inviting you to trust yourself as you play with leaning into them even more. You'll grab more attention, attract better customers, and have a greater sense of success in the work that you're doing in the world. That means the right kind of business growth to make everything work better for how you're wired to work. Next time, we've got a special guest episode, and you know, I don't do a lot of interviews, so you know this is going to be special. Musicians, you're going to want to pay a special attention as Bree Noble joins me to share her wisdom about building a profitable career doing what you love. And she just happens to be a musician. Be sure you're subscribed to the show or our email list so that you'll be one of the first to know about our upcoming episodes. Or, you know, subscribe to both and get all the goodies. I sure hope that we will see you there. And until then, for more inspiration and education to help you unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul, that's so important. Come see what's shaking over at creativefreedomshow.com. You know you want to.